When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I'm John Batchelor with Evan Ellis, my friend and colleague. He is a professor, Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College. Brazil. Brazil's election held successfully in 2023, and the two sides fell apart. There was no violence, except on January 8th, there was an incident at Brasilia that resembled a challenge, a revolution, a disturbance, in some fashion irregularity in the ordinary transfer of power after an election. The gathering around the Brazilian Congressional Building, empty at the time, it was a period in early January of a year passed. However, that has led to an explosion. Well, I won't use that metaphor because of Ecuador. A considerable argument over the last year that Bolsonaro, the defeated president, has forces that you can't see that are any moment liable to move against the state or move against Lula da Silva. Therefore, the news on the one-year anniversary of January 8th. Brazil marks anniversary of January 8th attack on democracy. Brazilian authorities celebrated their country's democratic system a year after a right-wing crowd invaded and vandalized its Supreme Court. Under a screen that said, "Democracy Unshaken," congressional leaders, Supreme Court justices, and government officials led by President Lula da Silva recalled the day that the capital of Brasilia was stormed by protesters calling for a military coup. Professor, the reason I emphasize this, not only because it has all the elements that we know we're going through here in the United States about January 6th, some years past. But at the same time, my observation is that it keeps Mr. Bolsonaro, the defeated candidate, in the news. He is disenfranchised from running again, having to do with other court proceedings. But in any event, Lula da Silva is doing the job of saying the opposition is ferocious and powerful and we're under threat. Is that... That certainly can't be the intention of Lula da Silva. We have about a minute. Is his grip on power firm now, or does he feel every day it's fragile, the way this presentation, Democracy Unshaken, suggests that it can be shaken?
Well, John, Brazil is deeply divided, although Lula is clearly firmly entrenched in power in terms of his control of institutions and in the courts, although certainly there is a pretty pluralistic legislature. But like in the United States, what you really have is a group, probably about a third of the Brazilian population, largely more rural, largely less educated, but who feel themselves disenfranchised by the political correctness. And it was those people who rallied behind Bolsonaro. It was those people who, again, in a day when those public institutions were closed, had been camping out in front of the military barracks and basically invaded and vandalized those buildings, questioning actually the electronic results of the Brazilian election on January 8th, not unlike the U.S. Elections on January 6th, before. But really the issue now, as you pointed out, is that there is a process of continuing legal actions against Bolsonaro himself, and not unlike the U.S. in January 6th. January 8th was used in Brazil by Lula to talk about the threat of democracy. And so while that is certainly meant to remind people of the importance not to question institutions and go after institutions and to accept election results. There is, as in the United States, also a dimension of political advantage in emphasizing your key competitor as somehow threatening and undemocratic, and that supports your own agenda. And sadly, in some ways, deepens the mobilization of those who feel disenfranchised and those who support people like Jair Bolsonaro and who will probably run in his coattails, even though Bolsonaro himself has been inhabilitated from running until at least 2030.
Professor Evan Ellis, I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.